Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Today we hear from Dr. Jane Wida, a family physician at University Medical Center, who says that vaccines are one of the most convenient and safest preventive care measures available.
Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Jane Wida is no stranger to Health Matters, to visiting our studios and our cameras. It's good to see you, Dr. Wida.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You know, those of us who have raised children remember the importance of vaccines and when you get them and don't want to miss one because they're your precious children and all. But sometimes we forget as people grow older into adulthood and then into senior adulthood, vaccinations are just as important, maybe in some cases more so. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's absolutely right. Adults need vaccines such as a tetanus shot every 10 years, but senior adults need a lot more.
And which ones, as we become seniors, might we look forward to our doctors saying, hey, there's some things we need to do now? Give us a little rundown of some of the prominent ones.
Well, one of the ones is for shingles, herpes zoster, which you can get starting at the age of 50, and you need two vaccines. It used to be you didn't start till the age of 65, but now the newer vaccine, you can start at 50. And the younger you get it, the more likely you are to get a good immune response.
I won't do a long segment on shingles, but it's also important, I understand, that the vaccines they used to give were pretty good, pretty effective, but these newest ones, the two-shot stages, are getting great results. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely right. The old shot was only about 50% effective, but we used it because we didn't have anything else. But the newer shot is about 90% effective. If you get it when you're a lot older, it's not quite as effective, but it's still much better than the old shot.
And if you talk to someone who's had shingles, especially a pretty severe case, you might run to get that vaccine.
You absolutely will. I will caution you, some people don't feel well the next day.
Right.
So you might want to put it off until maybe COVID is not quite so prominent. Because
yes,
if you get a fever and chills and you don't feel well, is it the shot or is it COVID?
I got the shot. I had flu-like symptoms, mild, for a day or so. So that's good advice as well. What are some other vaccines that you advise your patients receive?
We also recommend a pneumococcal vaccine, and actually there are two of them. You can get them a year apart. And certain people under the age of 65 need a pneumococcal vaccine because of certain health conditions like diabetes or emphysema.
Generally, what is a pneumococcal disease vaccine?
That's to protect you against common forms of pneumonia. And if a 30-year-old gets pneumonia, chances are they're going to be okay. If an 85-year-old gets pneumonia, they can get really, really sick. So that's why we immunize.
I've gotten a flu shot every year since the last time I had the flu 25 years ago.
Right.
And I've not had the flu since. You advise almost anyone, unless they have a real reason that they have a problem with the vaccine, do you advise all of your patients to get one?
Absolutely, yes. If you are 6 months of age or older, you need a flu shot. You can't take the risk. There are some people, you're right, who can't get them. People who have a terrible egg allergy shouldn't get the standard vaccine. But most people, they really, really need a flu shot. And you won't get the flu from the flu shot. You might not feel well for a day or two, but you won't catch the flu from the flu shot.
My doctor also gives me a pneumonia shot once in a while. He tells me, you're healthy, but at your age, I don't want you getting pneumonia.
That's right. And you need two of them, one at 65 and one a year older. And if you've missed them and you don't start at 70, until 70, that's perfectly fine, too.
In closing, let's ask this question. You've been practicing for a while. Are we doing a much better job of taking care of adults 50 plus? Have there been breakthroughs? Are we just smarter about care through vaccines and other things? We're keeping people alive longer, that's for sure. Are we doing a better job of caring for them and educating them as well?
I think we are. I think people are much more likely to go ahead and get their 10-year tetanus shot than they used to. It's also important to get it combined with pertussis so you don't spread pertussis to your young grandchild, that's whooping cough. But I think we're doing a much better job. Plus, our vaccines are just better. And 20 years ago, you got one pneumonia shot. Now you get two. 20 years ago, the older shingles shot was available, but the new one wasn't, and it wasn't as good. So yes, we are doing a better job, but you have to come in and you have to get the vaccines.
Dr. Jane Wida, we're thankful we have smart doctors like you to talk to us, but also, most importantly, care for us. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.